cold.
Well, your tits are out.
Thanks.
I could tell some things I learned yesterday at the Museum of Jurassic History, which there's no dinosaurs in there. But what I'll tell you what, it's really cool.
Is it?
Cool? It was cool once I got rid of it. Tell you what.
Expectation.
It's like a maze. There's all the different rooms, and it's so dark in there. There's no windows.
That's what killed the dinosaurs.
Mazes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic Maze. That's a good movie.
They're allergic to corn.
Everyone's trying to do sharks and tornadoes. We need to do dinosaurs and mazes. No, but so you go in there, and there's, like, all these cool things. There's, like, glass mosaics that are so tiny. There's microscopes, and there's, like, miniatures and, like, things that, like, listen to this bug or whatever. It's all different things. But in the very top, there's a gorgeous tea house. And it's $12 to get in, so the tea is free if you make it to the top.
The tea is free. Honey, the tea is spilt for free.
But then you go up. It's this gorgeous little, it kind of looks like out of Game of Thrones, actually. But it's a Russian tea, a samovar. Russian tea. No, I did. I didn't finish Lord of the Rings.
Same thing.
No, it's not. So you go up. The tea is up. And
what's the tea, Christine?
It's on the roof where there's a bunch of birds. So you get your tea, you look up, there's a bird right
birds
here.
Birds for dinosaurs.
Because there's nests over every table.
Well, wait, do they poop on you?
I was scared that they would, but no, none did. And they had a guy playing I don't know what it was. It was a stringed instrument with like plucky little, almost piano pushers.
Harpsichord.
Is that a harpsichord?
Right?
It was gorgeous.
Did I make that up? Wait, harpsichord is horizontal like a piano, right? I don't know. Mandolin?
It was stringed like that, but it had little pluckers.
Mandolin.
So you pluck strings.
Mandalorian.
And then you put... Thank you.
Have you seen the Mandalorian guy around Studio City? I saw him today. We were getting Starbucks.
Are you talking about Pedro Pascal?
Hmm.
Who? What do you mean?
Mandalorian? No. A man dressed up as the Mandalorian... with a little baby Yoda on his chest on rollerblades.
Okay, no.
Have you not seen him?
No, I haven't. I don't live here.
You come to the neighborhood. He rollerblades around dressed as the Mandalorian with like the mask and everything and a little baby Yoda. And then he has all of his social media on his stomach.
Oh, that's cute.
Anyway, he skated past us and like we're trying not to be obvious looking, but obviously we're looking at the guy dressed
as Mandalorian. He wants to be looked at. Yeah,
well, and as he passed, he was like, "Sup, guys?" And I was like, wow.
That's presumptive.
Presumptive.
Our penises
were out. It was that special. Oh, I forgot.
It was Flop Out Friday.
Yeah, at Starbucks.
You know what I have seen that reminds me of the Mandalorian? Twice now, in two completely separate areas of world, I saw a man with little toy stormtroopers, and he was doing stop motion, like a video with the stormtroopers. One time out shopping on Burbank, and one time on a hike.
Listen, stop motion, that's the only reason I'm going to see Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. I don't really care about the story, but I really want to see stop motion
done well.
You ever
seen Box Trolls?
I love stop motion.
You ever seen Box Trolls?
I don't believe in them.
I was obsessed with that movie until it came out and I saw it, and then I kind of cooled off. But I love the idea of Box Trolls.
I was obsessed with that movie until I saw it, and then I stopped being obsessed with it.
Yeah!
So that's just like expecting things. You like expecting things. Okay, cool. Oi, mister. Are you me, IMHO?
And I'm homosexual opinion.
I'm Dobby Bags.
And I'm Alexis P. Bevels. The P stands for poupon. Please, sir, can you pass the great poupon? I saw a movie last night called The Menu. Have you seen it? You heard of it?
I know. I want to see it.
It's really good.
You ruined anything. Wait.
Okay.
Tell me about the food. You get horny or hungry? You get horny hungry? I don't know. I couldn't pick. Did you get hungry/horny?
I was worried that that would be a thing.
Which
it
one?
Wasn't. That I would get hungry.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what. In
she
each
did get horny.
Because it's multiple courses.
Sure.
Because the menu is multiple courses.
Absolutely.
Each course, they put what each course is.
What?
Like text on the movie screen.
Oh, so you're
they
not
write
confused.
Down the so, you're
not,
can...
so you're not distracted the whole time going,
right.
I mean, I know he's getting his throat slit, but what is that in front
well,
of
Well, you
him?
Know, it's not...
What's on
yeah.
the plate?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to
okay.
tell you.
But
it's really
it.
Good. It's really good. I can't wait to see it again.
Is it really good? Did you see Rafe Fiennes? Did
doing
you see
Lisa Barlow?
What Happens Live? He did Lisa Barlow.
Truly, I've been saying this
Icon.
For years, and I think I might have gotten it from her, but I'm going to take credit for it, is that Real Housewives is modern-day Shakespeare.
It 100%
the things
is.
That these bitches come up with, you couldn't even begin to think about.
Soliloquy.
Honey.
I heard this week that... It's gone. It was about Shakespeare. Oh, somebody was talking...
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway is Shakespeare. Somebody was talking about, like, the best of the millennia, and this, like, group of intellectuals determined that the most creative, intelligent person of all time, or the last 1,000 years, is William Shakespeare.
Old Bill. That's true. Old Billy Shakes?
What about penicillin? Or was that... That was an accident. That was a happy accident. Never mind. Anyway, I just wanted to give a quick shout out. I went to the Fat Slut 1 year anniversary party.
Oh, how was I? I'm so sorry I missed it.
That's okay. I asked you not to come.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I just want to say, each time someone comes up to me and says, I love IMHO, I get the biggest thrill. I didn't fight a single person. Actually, that's not true. I'll tell you this. I did meet one of the most beautiful women I've ever met in my entire life. Daddy. She was leaving. As I was coming in, she looked so nothing sweet. Like you.
Oh.
And she said I was handsome, and I rode that all night. And I'm so sorry I don't remember your name because I was high, but thank you. I was sitting down before the show started because I do have to rest my knees because the show, you have to stand the whole time. And this little twink, and I can say that word right now because I'm very young looking, this little twink, came up to my table and yelled, come, in my face.
Well, are you kidding me?
No. He literally goes, I'm sorry. I said that if I ever met you, I would do this. Come!
He thought you were me.
So I stood up. No, ew. I just told you someone said I was handsome. Stop.
You're like right. Me. I'm more of a beautiful, sort of gorgeous. Maybe like a quirky, you know, lovely.
Unique.
Unique?
So I stood up. Ready to fight, but then he said JK, and it just, I had to put my weapons down.
So he was going for a demon twink, and then he backpedaled, and just duh twink.
And then he became JK twink. So JK twink, thank you so much. Unlike JK Rowling, very supportive of trans people.
She's never been a twink.
She's never gonna be a twink, bitch.
Or maybe she was, and she's got self-hatred, and that's why she's so angry.
And that's so important to identify, because we all have self-hatred.
Should we get into this roast?
Oh my god. UK, are you ready to roast?
And by that, we mean we're gonna look at the looks and discuss the roast.
That's what we do here.
This is the final, I think this is the semi... I'm still not sure
this
on what's
semifinal.
The semifinal.
Top five is semifinal. Final is top four.
So final is like the end.
Yeah.
So semifinal is like the one before. So when you're semi-hard, you're not ready to finish.
I was going to say like semi-formal versus a formal, but I do like that you went
See,
to a restaurant.
See, we just called it homecoming and rodeos back then.
Homecoming and rodeos?
I've never been to a formal. I was just at a homecoming dance.
You haven't been to a formal, but you have been to an incredibly fancy rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see these fantastic rodeo clowns make us all laugh.
You know, a rodeo is not that different from a roast. Just the pig is alive still. Let's start off with Miss RuPaul. Fucking love it.
Whoa!
She looks so beautiful. Whoa. I love it.
To quote Joey Lawrence.
Whoa!
You know what? I've got to be honest. You remember those Lawrence Brothers movies?
Whoa!
You remember those Lawrence Brothers movies?
Yes, of course.
Jumping Ship?
Yep, you tell this story a lot.
Brothers of the Frontier, nary anywhere. You can't find it anywhere. You can't find that movie anywhere.
Well, I bet you could buy the DVD.
I've looked. I mean, not hard.
Oh, okay. But. She searched once. Speaking of childhood, did you hear? Gwen. What's going on? Green and White Ranger, otherwise known
the
as
the man
Green.
That played, he was a green, he had been a white, he was a Black Ranger as well.
Died.
Jason David Frank.
Pass.
Tommy, the Green Ranger in season 1.
And you've met him.
So I want to be honest. This is hard for me. When I was in high school, a man came to town. A man of notoriety, and opened a kickboxing/jiu-jitsu school.
Dojo.
And
Mojo Dojo.
He put a billboard up on my route home from school that said, mention this billboard. Mention this billboard.
He wasn't very good at spelling. Mention this billboard.
Mention
I get free.
This billboard. You get 2 free lessons.
Nice.
And I went, and gosh darn it, if I didn't mention that billboard.
What'd he say? Thanks, bud!
It was so beautiful because he thought he had a paying customer. And I just saw the light kind of drain from his eyes when he realized I was just there because he was
Tommy.
Famous.
Yeah.
He had the Green Ranger suit in a glass case on the wall.
Well, it has to be in glass because people were shooting all over it.
Well, the glass encourages.
Yeah, true.
It was very hard. The class. I only did my one free lesson, but I met him. I shook his hand. This hand has now been shaken by Jason David Frank, the Green/White Ranger, and Liza Minnelli. And
you shook Liza Minnelli's hand? I can't imagine.
Well, I put my hand in hers, but she's already kind of shaking.
Thank you. That's her.
No. You know I'm not on Twitter anymore. Listen. But there's that one account that Liza Minnelli has outlived. The Green Ranger.
And she continues to. Yeah, the Power Rangers. Not,
all joking aside.
Not great. Yellow Ranger, car accident.
Oh.
And now he's gone.
They
and
were incredibly homophobic the Blue Ranger, to the Blue Ranger.
Gay. Which, honestly, is probably the worst fate of all of them.
Now, I was around, and I was a Taekwondo kid, probably because of the Power Rangers. Those early seasons, that was when I connected.
Yeah.
I loved the figures. I loved that the Pink Ranger had a skirt.
I loved the VHS tapes.
I was obsessed.
Yeah.
When the movie came out, when I was a little older, Ooh. Probably too older, much older to see it. Was it the movie when Kimberly was stuck in that bottle? Remember when she was stuck
That's
in the bottle?
That's a dream
of Genie. No. Kimberly got stuck in a bottle too. And she would it would rattle her around. And it was in the ocean, I think. So water would come up the top. So when I was in the shower, I'd pretend like I was Kimberly in the bottle. And I'd go, whoa.
You just sound so exhausting to live with as a child.
I had a lot going on.
It's before the internet. When I was in fourth or fifth grade, I wore the Blue Ranger t-shirt to school. And I didn't pick the Blue Ranger because he was gay. I picked him because no one liked him because he was gay.
So when
and
we
that's
were little,
why I liked, but I,
nobody liked him because he had glasses.
Which is gay. I wore the t-shirt to school once because everyone made fun of me. I was too old to have a Power Rangers t-shirt. And I was in fifth grade.
Well, you know, you're Kids supposed to wear mean. Pants with those.
What?
Let's go to the runway.
Did we say that we liked RuPaul's look?
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Beautifully punk, or whatever. Princess punk. Pretty in punk. Pretty in punk. Well, you're kind of punk vibes.
Thank you.
You're like Neo, old girl.
This is pleather.
You're the Matrix.
I want to go to the red pill.
Danny Beard? Cool. Love it.
I loved this.
Yeah.
And...
Fuck gender.
As always... So funny in the challenge.
Oh, Danny
so
well
slayed. Deserved.
Yeah.
Should we do? Okay.
Did I LOL?
Oh wait, I'm doing. Okay.
Did I LOL? Yes, Darby.
Yes, me.
Singing with you.
Well, we're bringing it back.
Well,
stay tuned,
keep your
LH.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Stay tuned, LH. So good. I mean, yeah. Spoiler, she actually did end up winning this. And I don't think anybody, I know, for me,
no.
I was not surprised.
No, no, no.
Were you
she
surprised?
Was the funniest. She was the funniest.
She was the most consistently funny.
Yeah.
There were no, at least, I'm sure editors probably can take things out, put things in, make a fun, but there were no holes
from what we
that
saw.
I could see.
Yeah.
Just the
Speaking
the
of
ones
holes,
I expected.
Jomber's blonde. She's kind of giving a David Bowie punky. I like this.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I disagreed with Michelle's note. I thought the hair was perfect. I liked that her head was tiny and little baby.
Yeah. It was a reverse mullet.
She had a little baby head. And for the...
Okay. She surprised us in the roast. I didn't expect her to be that funny. Oh, what are you going to say? Am I going to eat my words?
No. I agree with you. That what we saw was pretty good. However,
could have gone south.
She and the judges and the other girls kept kind of alluding to the fact that she bombed. And then...
You think it was producer shenanigans?
Yes, I do. I don't take issue with Jombers. You know I don't. I take issue with the storyline that the producers are trying to get us all up and excited about. And I think they did it again in this particular episode. I'm not saying that she was the worst. I'm just saying justice for truth. Justice... truth social. You need the truth socially. Is that Trump's thingy?
I'm off Twitter, so I don't know what his thingy is anymore. Mm. Black Peppa on the runway. There's some Black Peppa spilled on the runway.
Yeah, she...
Literally so cool.
It just came out of her body. Yeah, she was incredible.
And no. This hair is amazing.
Everything.
She did not do as well in the roast, but she knew she wouldn't. And...
I have such a hard time with this because, obviously, she is not the first, will not be the last drag queen who doesn't rely on comedy. And Drag Race, and dare I say, especially Drag Race UK, relies heavily on comedy challenges.
Yeah.
I do feel bad that her last, what, three challenges in a row were all comedy.
Yeah, that sucks.
So she's, like, fighting for her life to stay, to possibly do better in a different challenge, and then she's met with another comedy challenge.
Ooh, that's like in the Power Rangers, when they would keep fighting and more putties would just keep coming out. My pee should have been for Power Ranger.
For putty, so I can do this.
Let's start over.
Did I LOL? I will say, props to her. There's nothing harder than staying on stage as you bomb.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, but I've seen a lot of Alexis's work, and it looks
tough. Honey. You know in Mario World or whatever, when there's all those bombs?
Sure.
They got that from me. Pixie Polite, punk little queen.
Not my favorite.
No, me neither.
Love
it. I love the wigs. And I get what she was going for.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Safety pins. Oh, I didn't mention Jomber's big safety pin. I loved that thing. Remember that one big safety pin on her?
Do you think she had it made?
If she didn't, then she's got it now because she's in the top four.
I love this back and forth.
We should do a show.
But in the stand-up, roast.
That was difficult. That was hard.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Pixie Plum.
Oh.
Right? That was tough.
Because she is so funny.
She is.
And it seemed to be going so well with the guest coach, who I adore.
Aisling B.
Obsessed.
I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but she has been on a podcast that I love.
Yes.
So she's a name I knew.
I
so funny.
Love her.
I think she's on Ask Rana.
Anyway, while she was with the coach, Pixie, and it seemed like, yeah, of course, she has this made.
Yeah.
It's just really difficult after last week. They had an extra episode in there. They had to keep someone because for me, I feel like Pixie made it to the top four.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Finally, Cheddar Gorgeous. If there ever was a runway for Cheddar, this would be it. I mean,
that was a vintage dress. I can imagine her in the vintage shop.
Do you know how much cum has been on that thing?
Oh my God, I'm gonna put this on my body.
What do you make of Cheddar being disappointed she asked not to go last and then putting her directly last? What do you make of all that?
Listen, I don't think Cheddar was gonna excel at this. No matter where they had put her. She went into it immediately with the character idea, and the spirit of the roast didn't quite seem to be there. And I think Cheddar's really funny. She's proven that. She's gotten a badge for being funny. But the guest coach was, I'm sorry, I can't say her name.
Well, it's kind of hard. I think it's Aisling B. I think it's spelled like Aisling, but I think it's pronounced Aisling.
I'll just say it really fast. I do think that Aisling B did try to like talk her out of it.
Oh, I loved
and that
her notes.
She just kept saying like, okay, this is where we need another joke. We need another joke. And it looks like Cheddar may have taken some of those out because there was a lot of just storytelling, rimming. But she had a few.
She wasn't horrible, especially towards the end. It really started to pick up. We started to get a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I was still a little
But she has just excelled in every way. This whole
so it was
this
a little bit of storytelling. So yeah. It is, you know.
Do you think she was out of pocket for being like, I asked you not to do that and you did? What was that about?
No. You gotta stand up for yourself. And she wasn't especially doing it in like show. It wasn't like a threatening way. She didn't threaten bodily harm as I would have.
Or cheddar or cheese harm. You know what?
We have a winner, and that is Danny Beard. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Danny and Cheddar are now entering the top four with
four badges. Beer and Cheddar.
Now, the previous four badgers in RuPaul's Drag Race UK herstory did not walk home with the crown. So one of them, hopefully, will be the first crowned with four badges. That being said, moving on to the final four as well is Jomber's Blonde. And then the bottom two, unfortunately, are Pixie and, again, Black Peppa. This makes it her fourth time in the bottom. But honestly, I'm going to cut her some slack because
thank you.
Yeah. So
this lip sync needed to really work out for Pixie Polite.
Can I tell you, though? Pixie seemed so defeated.
Yeah.
after she bombed the roast, I could see, and I know this is projection probably, but felt like I could see her kind of glaze over when the lip sync, even before the lip sync started. She just kind of stood there like, maybe like she couldn't believe it was happening.
Maybe that's what I meant by I didn't feel the heart from this, because I do, I agree with you. I think she kind of, the lights were out.
Listen.
And I don't blame her at all.
At that point in the competition, they are so fucking tired, number one. Girl. And number two, she just bombed this challenge
she thought she was really good at.
And go to the final four automatically. You know, because they said, here's the obstacle we're putting in front of you to get to the finale. And she's like, great, it's exactly what I'm good at. Perfect. And so then to be in the bottom two, listen, it would have broken my spirit, I have to say.
And to go up against Black Peppa, which, let's be honest,
nobody should go up against Black Peppa. I wouldn't want to do that.
She is the best.
Unfortunately, that does mean we have to say goodbye to Pixie Polite.
Au revoir, my dear.
I can't believe we're saying goodbye to her before the final four. That's so wild to me.
That doesn't make sense.
But it provided a lot of conversation.
She wasn't RuPaul's Pixie.
No, but she was polite.
Lee escorted off the premises. I love you. I'm sorry. It was just wordplay. Mm-hmm. You're very beautiful, wonderful drag queen.
You beautiful words.
Doing way more than us.
Why is, can I ask you this? That is a pretty automatic go-to for you. Whenever you say something critical of someone, you almost always follow it immediately with, but you're better than me. Do you think that's, what's, we need
we're
to
examine
that.
We're not on
TV. No, I know, but like, why is
and
it
as everyone
to put us
know,
down?
And as everyone knows, if you're not on TV, you're not doing drag.
I'm just saying, I want you to examine that behavior.
I will. Thank you for telling me.
Well, I have to edit around it a lot.
Oh.
We move on to a top four. A top four where really there's only two people we're looking at.
Beer and cheddar.
Let's be
Although
honest.
Although I would be happy if any of the food flavored people, beer, cheddar, pepper,
Peppa, excuse me. If a beauty pageant,
Irish.
What is JonBenet Ramsey?
She's
beauty
a pageant
girl. Victim. She was a victim. If a beauty pageant victim wins, I will be confused. But ultimately, I'll forget about it because there are three other drag races we'll be watching.
Yeah.
So,
and this is UK. They don't win money.
They win a chance to come to Hollywood.
Hey.
Whoever wins can come to IMHO. You have an open standing invitation. We will definitely be back next week for the finale. Who are you excited to see take the crown? Leave it in the comments below. And while you're down there, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And of course, the notification bell.
Darby, you look so beautiful today.
Thanks.
I understand this wig was donated to us.
Yes. We got a few different wigs from Premeditated Beauty.
Ooh.
They sent us a few wigs. Alexis did, in fact, style this one. And I have to say, I feel very young.
You look so cute.
I mean, honestly, algebra sucks. I'm a teenager. That's what they say. Thank you, Premeditated Beauty, because I feel beautiful. And I did premeditate it. I planned it.
Keep an eye out for more premeditated wigs, because we
in the future.
More.
Yeah, we do have more.
Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/IMHOTheShow for other stuff.
We're also both on Cameo, so if you'd like a message from us to a loved one, a hated one, or even a complete stranger that you have their email address, go ahead and find us on Cameo.
Or if you'd like a message from both of us, get a Shameo by going to IMHOTheShow.com.
Well, that's it for another time.
And follow us on TikTok.
And go to TikTok and have fun over there. It's fun. And we'll see you next week for the finale.
I want to do a roast.
Of you?
I did. Remember how they used to do at the old of you? And they did one for Dita.
What?
Remember how they did a roast for you one time?
Who?
The old, Redacted. I always kind of wished I could do one too.
They did a roast for me?
Didn't they?
No, we did a roast for
Dita.
I don't think I would have okayed a roast. Listen, I would love to
roast. Well, not from them.
Oh, no, I did a roast with the drag queen who's no longer with us at Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? That was super fun. Chan. Anyway, okay, we have to finish. We got too high the last time while we were trying to play Sorry's game.
Oh, we're going to do that?
And we need to finish it because
UK
is ending next week and I would love
By the way, you can see me super high on Patreon, and I think we're going to do another one soon, right? We're going to do a little...
You're the one that said you never wanted to do it again, so...
But then you said we could do it for the Patreon.
Well, yeah. That could be fun. Again, like, I'll do it no matter for whoever. So we only made it to two words because she was laughing so hard and she couldn't remember why. So we're going to move on. So we have seven words left.
Okay, now what is this? You're going to say it. I have to guess what it is. Slang for?
We have to guess.
Oh, we have to guess the slang? Okay.
Yeah. So this is bog roll. It is said all around the UK. Clue, it's famously not found in Darby's house. Well, if it's not found in my house, it's either pork or beef.
Yeah, I would say...
Hot dog?
I would say... Yeah, like a corn dog.
Hot dog.
Like a hot dog.
Toilet paper.
That's true.
I use a bidet. But I do have toilet paper because she actually can't use water down there.
Yeah,
but...
I'm not allowed to have water anywhere near my skin.
That part of the skin. Because there's so much hair there and it creates its own moisture.
You know, I near...
Bog roll. Why is it called bog?
Bog roll. Well, the toilet is kind of a bog.
A bog?
Yeah, a bog is like a
wet... You look at the toilet, you go, bog. You know what the word bog means?
Yes, remember Labyrinth, the bog of eternal stench?
Never seen Labyrinth. I don't believe in it.
Let's get high. I don't believe in Muppets. Labyrinth. No. David Bowie. David Bowie's Bulge.
I would get high to watch Labyrinth.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Also, a young Jennifer Connelly with the most beautiful hair and a Muppets. Baby. A baby. And puppets, yeah.
Can I say this? Speaking of high.
Ooh, there's a really creepy part where she falls down in the tunnel and the tunnel's all hands and they all catch
her. All hands on deck.
And then they hands make faces and they like talk at her. It's so crazy.
Okay, so I'm
really scary.
I'm living this California sober dream where I'm not really drinking. I'm doing more edibles.
Juices and
I'm trying to deuces. I think I found my perfect dose. And so I did it. I took an edible right before I went to Fat Slut the other night, and it hit me right as I got into the bar. And I've never, like, usually I take an edible, I put a movie on, and I lay on the couch, and I kind of giggle and go to sleep. So I've never actually, like, gone out with an edible. I had a great time.
Yes, honey!
I had a great time. I did keep telling Rachel and Veronica, while having a conversation, I can remember the last sentence you said, and that's it. So... Don't say anything too complicated. I can only remember one sentence at a time. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, I had a great time. Fat Slut was the best it's ever been for me, baby.
Oh, that's so fun.
Baby. Okay. Baby.
We got to keep going with this game.
We may only get a few more done and Bog then we can roll. Finish at the
no,
finale.
No, we're doing all of it. Bog roll.
No, the credits check can't be longer than the episode itself.
I don't know that.
All right. This is an expression. Arse over tit.
That's like falling over. Like arse over tit.
Here's a clue. Madonna went arse over tit at the 2015 Brit Awards when they pulled her down.
Yeah,
the
when they
stairs.
Pulled her. Yeah, she went
that's
arse
elder
over.
Abuse.
It means when your arse
goes over your tit.
Goes over
yeah,
your tit.
You're
like you're doing a backwards
to fall over. To fall over. You're absolutely right.
That's like head over heels.
All right, legless. Brits are well known for getting legless.
Yeah, legless
drunk.
Is the elf
drunk
from Lord of the Rings, the first three movies. And he's played by Orlando Bloom, famously...
Drunk.
Huge. He's got a huge
legless.
Bog roll.
Read that.
I don't have my glasses on. Hold on.
Let's check it.
Drunk?
Yeah, it was drunk. Yeah, because that makes sense because do you know when you get drunk and you fall down? It's like that.
Also, when you're drinking wine and you swirl it, the little ridges
are
legs.
Called legs.
Yeah. So when your wine's gone, you're legless.
Listen.
When you drink all your wine, your legs.
Have you ever watched the the documentary about people getting their sommelier license or whatever?
No, I can never imagine. I can't imagine anything worse than watching that.
Oh my god, I loved it. I think it's all made up. Okay, we have to go. We will finish the rest of the finale.
Okay, that reminds me though. Remind me to
will do.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Bye.
Ooh.